I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on eating healthy on a fixed budget. My guest is registered dietitian Glenna Solvay with Rideau Community Health Services. Hi, Glenna. Nice to have you here today.
Hi, Linda. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So shopping for groceries can be pretty challenging. When we see the prices in the stores, I was looking at apples the other day, $4 a pound. I was shocked. Help us figure out how to stretch our food dollar and still eat nutritious meals.
Absolutely. I think everyone is feeling the cost of food lately. We're definitely seeing an increase. My favorite tip for healthy eating on a budget actually starts at home, before you even go to the grocery store. A lot of times where we're losing a lot of money for our food budget is from food waste, right? So knowing what we have in our pantry, in our freezer, in our fridge can help so much. The other thing is to plan your meals ahead of time so that you're only buying what you actually need. Also helps prevent food waste too. So if we make a list, make sure we're shopping accordingly, that can help a lot. The other nice swaps too would be to use something like plant-based proteins, because a lot of times our food budget is coming from meat, right? Some of the most expensive things that we're finding. So using alternatives like beans, chickpeas, lentils can save a lot as well.
So, you know, a lot of us say, well, you know, we haven't got time to make meals on busy days. And how would you suggest we prepare meals then from scratch on busy days?
Yeah, that's a good question. My first tip is to keep it simple, right? Sometimes whenever we're trying to eat healthy, we overcomplicate it and we pick these long, lengthy recipes that we've never tried before, and it can be really overwhelming. So starting with one simple meal at a time. The other thing that can help a lot too is, if whenever you are cooking, make enough for leftovers the next day, right? The idea of cook once, eat twice can save a lot on those busy nights.
Sounds good. Just stick it in the freezer and you've got it on a day when you haven't got time to
cook. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, take advantage of that freezer.
Exactly. So could you tell us what nutritious snacks we could have ready, maybe for the kids, you know, when they come home from school? Supper's not ready yet. They're really starving. What do you suggest?
Yeah, so in situations like this, I might look for having a source of protein and then a fruit or vegetable. Some ideas that come to mind could be carrot sticks and hummus, some yogurt and fruit, apple slices and peanut butter. And my favorite tip for that, too, is to get the kids involved in prepping their meal.
Good
right?
idea.
They'll be way more likely to enjoy the snack if they've had some ownership over the decision or preparation.
And, you know, like cutting up vegetables and having them ready. Do a lot of parents, are they worried about letting their kids cut up vegetables or anything?
Yeah, I definitely hear that concern with parents, right? But the best thing to do is to make sure you're around and also to teach them how to properly use a knife or how to properly prepare meals. They're going to need to learn eventually, and it's great for you to have a hand in that.
Sounds good. So, you know, as we head into the holiday season now, we tend to eat more. We tend to sometimes make not the best choices. What advice do you have for us in that department?
Yes, so definitely a challenging time for a lot of people. My biggest tip here is to make sure we're not skipping meals in order to quote unquote save room for that holiday meal that's upcoming. Oftentimes what happens here is we come to the meal, we're very hungry, we're going to be more likely to overeat and not feel very well. So my biggest tip, make sure to still have your regularly planned lunch or snack, come to the table at a comfortable level of hunger, and then enjoy those meals, right? It's a really great time to socialize with our loved ones, so take the guilt out of the eating, out of the meal, and just enjoy that time with your loved ones.
And maybe don't go grocery shopping when you're hungry either.
Is exactly. That a good Same idea? Idea. Same idea. Yeah.
I have done that.
Yes, me too.
You're pulling everything off the shelf that you can find, right?
Everything looks good. Yeah.
So how important are the following? Eating breakfast.
I think eating breakfast is very important. Absolutely. It's a great start to the day. Great chance to give your body and your brain energy to do all the things that you need to do that day.
And do you have any ideas for breakfast then?
Oh, that's a good question. So usually for breakfast, I might be looking to try and get a good source of protein. So if we thought of some options, it could be like eggs and toast or oatmeal with maybe some peanut butter or some crushed nuts. My favorite would be to add some hemp hearts to that. Could be something like Greek yogurt with berries and granola. Those are a few of my favorite.
And what about sharing meals?
I think this is very important too. Yeah, sharing meals, it gives us a good opportunity to connect with one another. And we are seeing more and more research about our eating environment being so impactful on our health, right? It's a great time to connect with other people.
And what about relaxing while we're eating? Is that important?
It is important. Yeah, and we're seeing more and more about how our state of being during the meal can impact that digestion, right? Stress has a big impact on how we're going to digest our meal. The brain and gut are very tightly connected. So if we can relax before that meal, we're more likely to digest that meal better, and we're more likely to stop at that comfortable point of fullness as well.
Okay. Is there anything else that we haven't covered that you'd like to say? We've got a few minutes left.
I think that covers everything, right? There's no other points that I wanted to say.
Of course, buy Canadian if we can.
If we can, absolutely, right? Support our local economy. It's more sustainable that way as well.
And locally as well.
Yes.
If we can, right?
Yeah, exactly. It reduces our carbon footprint, helps support our local farmers, often tastes a little bit better too, so... Sounds like a great option.
You know, and I was just thinking as well, Glenna, that, you know, let's face it, we get tired of cooking every single night, right?
Yeah.
But there are meals out there. You know, the table, for instance, has community dinners. What do you think about that? Church dinners and things like that? That's good for people to attend once in a while, too,
absolutely.
Eh?
Yeah, I think that goes into the idea of sharing meals with others that we just kind of touched on, right? So these are really great opportunities. If you do live alone or you do want to connect with other people over a meal, I think that's a really great idea.
Thank you very much for all this.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And we'll talk again after Christmas and see how we are. Maybe we'll talk about diets after Christmas. How about that?
Sounds great.
Okay, we'll all be wanting to lose weight or something. Thanks for coming in today, Glenna.
Thank you, Linda.
Really appreciate it once again. And that's your community spotlight on LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.